Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means we say good morning to Laura Turbide first. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Chad.
Before we meet another new provider, you've got new facilities and new providers popping up all over the place. But first, as far as news and notes, I know that walk-in mammograms are back yesterday in Geneva, tomorrow in Penyan. I know a community mobility screening is going on.
Exactly. So thank you for sharing that. Indeed, we don't want anyone to go without having a mammogram, so you can walk in. If it's not as convenient for you to walk in, you can also always call and make appointments. We have 3D mammography available at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penyan, as well as at Geneva General Hospital at Women's Health here at 200 North Street. We also partner with cancer screening services for people who maybe are uninsured or underinsured, so in essence, get support so that no one should at this point be going without a mammogram, and we know we're finding more and more when people focus on their preventive screenings, in particular because people weren't out and about as much during COVID, so particularly during that shutdown. So if you, for some reason, are behind on your mammogram, give us a ring and we'll get you in.
And also, remind us the purpose behind the community mobility screening. It's a very important thing to have when you reach that age 65 and up.
It absolutely is, and we have a fantastic team of rehab professionals, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech pathologists at Garnsey Rehab, as well as at Huntington Living Center, and also at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. And the mobility screening really is about just assessing just that, assessing balance, assessing mobility, looking at people's gait or the way that they would walk, to just assess, are they at risk for falling, are there ways that they could do some strengthening, but to give you a little bit of a sense as you age, how your mobility has changed, and also some tips for enhancing mobility, as well as obviously just staying safe. For example, we want to be able to make sure people can stay safe in their homes as long as possible. So these are some of the pre-preventative services that we offer, and our rehab team are dynamos.
All right, information on both those programs, the mobility screening and the walk-in mammograms, on our events page, the community calendar page, at FingerLakesDailyNews.com. So let's meet our new provider.
I am so excited to welcome Dr. Wilfredo Cruz, who's on the phone with us. Dr. Cruz is going to be seeing patients at 200 North Street at FLH Medical PC, Geneva Primary Care, and also up in Clifton Springs at our internal medicine office there. We are just thrilled that he, as well as his wife, who's also an internal medicine physician, Dr. Thrash, has joined Finger Lakes Health. So we're thrilled to have two new internal medicine physicians joining us, helping focus on primary care, prevention. I know he's going to talk a little bit about his background, his interests, and I think you will all be thrilled as well to welcome him and to realize how fortunate we are and very blessed to have a wonderful access to care in our community through having some new providers join us. So welcome to Dr. Cruz, and I can't wait to hear more as well.
Dr. Cruz, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So first, tell us a little bit about your path from San Juan, Puerto Rico to the Finger Lakes and to Finger Lakes Health, and what got you interested in primary care.
Well, yeah. I'm a father, right? Reason for us relocating. It was the birth of our love. Like Laura mentioned, me and my wife are internal medicine specialists. We just decided that once that we wanted to slow down a little bit. We are both city, so we just wanted something more calm, safer environment. And once we got here, and we just fell in love with the town immediately. I still remember getting off the highway and enjoying the view from the lake. It was just beautiful. Once we got here, there was a big population of Spanish speakers that could definitely use some good health.
So tell us about the importance of primary care. It's become a big emphasis in medicine that if we see our primary care physician, then we don't maybe have to see those specialists later on down the line.
You're absolutely right. Primary care, like I always tell all of my patients, if we could prevent, it's way better than just having to deal with it. It's not only better from a financial standpoint, just from an overall standpoint, citizens should be our priority. We've done so many things in the past couple of years to just improve overall. We have way better screening, like Bar was mentioning. Mammograms are getting, colonoscopies are just getting better. But we have all that data, years of just screening that are just helping us so much in the preventions of diseases that when you look at the data, they're deadly and can't be deadly because if we catch them on time, we do what we have to do early. Most of these things could be preventable, and that goes for prevention, that goes for diabetes, early onset, glaucoma, a lot of things.
Now, how is your work week going to work going between Clifton Springs Internal Medicine and Geneva Primary Care? It'll be some days one place and some days another?
Correct. We're both going to be at Clifton Springs one day at a week, probably going to be either a Monday or a Thursday. By both me and my wife, we're both Spanish speakers, so all of our Spanish speakers come to see whichever of us. We're both fluent in Spanish. The rest of the week, we're at the Geneva General Hospital office at the Suite 102. So we'll be waiting for you.
What is your philosophy of getting to know a patient? That's especially in your case, you're probably going to be getting to know families, because in many cases you'll have probably an entire family become patients. So how do you get to know what makes them different from someone else?
Correct. The primary care physician, my main tool for assessment and is just my relationship with my patients. If we can establish good rapport with our patients, they tend to be more open about what's affecting them on daily life. You could sometimes pick up on things have otherwise picked up. Like, for example, maybe hypertension that's getting hard to treat, but it's essentially we just found out that he has an underlying problem or just problems in the background that allow him to be, or that medication or that treatment effective as we would have liked. And instead of just tagging on more medication, we just sit down and talk to them, get to know them, get to understand what's going on, like give them all the options. Also, I'm extremely big on educating my patients. I truly believe that an educated patient just does simply better than an uneducated patient. I'm not trying to sound all like, but in the sense of education, that the patient knows more about their own, so he has more control of a instead of the other way around. That is very important.
What do you
knowledge
tell...
About your,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just to emphasize that point, the more you know about it, the better you'll end up being. We have so many services currently available over the phone, pamphlets. It's just good medicine for you educated.
What do you tell, in terms of education, what do you tell your patients about diet and exercise? We all know almost all of us should do better in those areas.
Oh, yeah. And that is something I actually live and preach. I'm not the same buff that there is, but I do try to at least get the minutes every three days. At least 30 minutes of continuous exercise is what's recommended by the United States Task Force. Diet-wise, there's just no one, obviously we're all so different, that depending on our own circumstances, some dieting programs will work better on some people than others, but definitely avoid, obviously, the saturated fats, avoid salt consumptions, but essentially what you want to do is talk to that patient, get to see what's affecting them, and try to build around a personalized care, whether that be a personalized physical regimen or a personalized regimen, which I've done successfully back in Taiwan. I even had issues where I went and I walked with some of my patients because it's really important for the patient to see and understand that what they're doing is not all about them. We're all in all in this together. It's a team. Like, I want them to succeed. I'm going to preach on something. I'm definitely going to be behind it.
We're talking with Dr. Wilfredo Cruz, who is now practicing with FLH Medical PC at Geneva Primary Care and at Clifton Springs Internal Medicine. From the other side of the relationship, if I'm a patient, what questions should I ask my potential doctor to make sure that we're going to be a good fit, philosophy-wise and personality-wise?
Well, that's a good question. As a patient, I guess the one main question that I get is just what's going to be the long-term outcome? And I usually set for my patients long-term goals and short-term goals. I usually advise them to have that path. It just helps us to have a better overall results when we can go slowly. Like we essentially establish a short-term goal, and then once that is achieved, if he achieves it, then we move to a better or long-term goal. And if not, then we analyzing why referral, for example, pains or back pains. These are usually some things that are chronic conditions. But if we could establish short-term goals, like maybe a low-intensity exercises, maybe stretching exercises, rehab therapy, maybe cutting back on the medication. All these long, short, if we achieve those, then we could maybe move on into the long-term goals. So definitely ask your physician what are his short goals with me or with her, and then ask him about the long-term. So you could have a good idea what the roadmap ahead of you is going to be like.
All right, you can see Dr. Cruz at either of two practices, Geneva Primary Care. That phone number is 315-787-5400. Also, Clifton Springs Internal Medicine. That's 315-462-7001. Dr. Wilfredo Cruz, welcome to Finger Lakes Health, and I'm sure we'll talk again. It was good to meet you.
Likewise, thank you.
And Laura, thank you as always. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Take care, Ted. Thanks, Dr. Cruz.